ISIS calls on supporters to slaughter American presidential election voters on Tuesday. ISIS has called for the slaughter of Americans voting in Tuesday's presidential election. The terror group has called on its followers to attack voters in the election and has told Muslims not to cast a vote. Speaking about the reported Al-Qaeda threats, a spokesman told CBS News, "The counterterrorism and homeland security communities remain vigilant and well-postured to defend against attacks here in the United States. The FBI, working with our federal, state, and local counterparts, shares and assesses intelligence on a daily basis and will continue to work closely with law enforcement and intelligence community partners to identify and disrupt any potential threat to public safety. The U.S. is beefing up its cyber defenses amid fears hackers could target electronic voting systems on polling day." It's said that the terror group Al-Qaeda is reportedly plotting attacks in the states of Texas, New York, and Virginia. The potential for violence around the election has loomed in the background of the campaign for months. Armed groups around the country have pledged in unprecedented numbers to monitor voting sites for the signs of election fraud. Now, all this talk about violence is not surprising as we are approaching these last days. You know, Jesus said that in the last days you shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. "See that ye be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet." He also said, "But as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be." Now, what were the days of Noah like? Well, the Bible tells us in Genesis chapter 6, talking about the days of Noah, "The earth also was corrupt before God, and the earth was filled with violence." So just like it was in the days of Noah, it's going to be in the end times. And we are seeing that today. We're seeing wars and rumors of wars. And now ISIS is calling for the slaughter of Americans on Election Day. So let me know what you think about this in the comments below. And if you're new, be sure to subscribe to the channel and stay tuned for more videos. Thanks for watching.